אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 176.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 54. Hence, the screen of the partsuf descends to the place of the chazeh, of the first partsuf, where it elicits 10 sefirot of the rosh,
mimeno ulemala,
from it and above it, through a coupling by striking with the upper light, up to the pay of the upper one, which is the malchut of the rosh of the first partsuf. But the lower one cannot clothe the ten sefirot of the rosh of the upper partsuf at all, since it considered merely the screen of the guf of the upper one. Subsequently, it elicits 10 sefirot from above downward, called the 10 sefirot of the guf, at the toch and the sof of the lower one. And their place is only from the chazeh of the upper partsuf down to its tabor, since from the tabor down is the place of the 10 sefirot of the siyum of the upper one, which is phase 4. The lower one has no grip of the last phase of the upper one, since it loses it during its refinement. For this reason, that lower partsuf called partsuf Chokhmah of Ak, or partsuf Ab of Ak, must end above the tabor of the first partsuf of Ak.
ונתבאר היטב שכל ראש תוך סוף.
Thus, it has been thoroughly clarified that any rosh, toch, sof, of partsuf, ab, of ak, which is the lower one of the partsuf of ak, stand from the place below the pay of the first partsuf down to its tabor. Thus, the chazeh of the first partsuf is the place of the pay of the rosh of partsuf ab, meaning the coupling malchut and the tabur of the first partsuf is the place of the siyum raglin of partsuf ab, that is the ending malchut.
No questions about the text itself. Yes, Oren?
The connection between the lower partsuf to the upper partsuf is of the chazeh of the upper?
Who are you asking about?
Here, in the cascading of the partsufim. From the chazeh of the upper partsuf. So I'm talking about the chazeh of the upper. There, the lower is connected through the point of the chazeh of the upper.
Yes.
What is that point essentially?
It's the connection it has with the upper one. It's one of the connections. However, from there, he receives nourishment. There ends the gar of the upper partsuf, and from there on, the lower one continues.
יש לנו חזה דגלגלתה.
We have Chazé of Gelgalta. From the Chazé of Gelgalta and below, the Potsuf Ab extends. From Chazé until Pe is Rosh of Ab, and from Chazé below is the Guf of the Ab. So what are you asking?
The connection through the Chazé.
Yes.
What does it come to teach?
That there are forces there in the Patsuf of Gelgalta that Ab receives them and develops from Chazé above and from Chazé below.
Ken.
Yes?
Lama Rosh Shel Ab Umi.
Why is the Rosh of Ab is from the Chazé to the Peh?
Why is Rosh of Ab from Chazé till the Peh of Gelgalta?
Yes.
Because that's its place. There it's adhered to the qualities of Gelgalta.
But the Masach that was refined from Gelgalta was until Peh of Gelgalta.
Yes.
So why wasn't the next coupling there? Why did it go down to the Chazé?
No. The Zivug, the coupling certainly was made in on Peh of Gelgalta as well. Then it came down to the place where it comes from, where its origin is, and that it comes out of the Peh because it loses one coarseness. Instead of four of Gelgalta, it becomes three in Ab. And then it develops from Chazé of Gelgalta there, it's Pev Ab.
Meaning the transition from the fourth coarseness to the third, that Ab is above the Chazé.
Ab is below Chazé of Gelgalta. The Rosh of Ab is from Chazé until the Peh. The Guf of Ab is from the Chazé downward.
So the coarseness, the fourth coarseness, is that the Rosh of Ab is from the Chazé to the Peh, and that it doesn't go below the Tabor. Meaning there are two results from this thing?
There are many discernments here. So ask exactly about what you want to know.
I'm trying to understand what is influenced by the refinement of the Aviyut 4.
It affects 1,001 different things, so ask exactly about what you want.
Why is Rosh of Ab from the Peh to the Chazé?
Rosh of Ab from the Chazé until the Peh of Gelgalta, because there is the place where it was made through its Rishimot.
And what is the reason that Ab cannot expand below the Tabor?
Because Ab is the Patsuf of Chochmah, and there cannot be Chochmah below Tabor.
Thank you.
Ken.
Rav, the Pertsuf of Gelgalta, in what vessels does it give contentment to its upper? In its own vessels or in the vessels of Ab? Because Pertsuf Ab comes down from its Chazé to its lower. So in what does it give contentment? In the vessels of Ab or its own vessels?
Can you talk in a more clear way?
What is the meaning that from the Chazé extends another Partsuf? What is the meaning?
It's because there ends the screen of Gelgalta, and from it onward, the next screen is born over the next Rishimot.
So in a single Partsuf, there already exists a second Partsuf? How can this be depicted?
I don't understand the question.
Gelgalta is the Chacha.
Gelgalta was refined. Its screen rose from Tabor to Pe, then it came down to the Chazeh, and in the Chazeh, it builds the next Potsuf. Right? Yes. So what are you asking about this?
I'm asking, when is Potsuf Ab is trying to, only when Galgalta went through the process of refinement, or when it bestows into its goof, there it gives birth to Ab?
Galgalta is refined. Its screen rises from Tabor to Peh. These are the potsofim called Nekudot. And then when it comes to the Peh, it's incorporated again in the upper light, which is there, in a coupling while striking with it, with the remaining Reshimot, the records left in her. And then she comes down to the new place with the Sivu called Chazeh, not to the Peh, rather to the Chazeh.
Meaning that the Partsuf of Galgalta completely ends and then Partsuf of Ab is born.
Of course.
Are there any preparation that Galgalta is doing while it's keeping itself and preparing the place for the creation of Ab? Or only when it completes its action?
Only after that.
Only after. Thank you.
Yes.
Вопрос такой. Ab.
The question is follows: Ab
соединяется или у него связь с Хазе Гальгальта, потому что там
connects to Хазе of Galgalta because there is a mutual view there, coarseness.
No.
И получается, что вот нижний
yes.
С высшим.
And it comes that the upper with the lower can only attain up to the Chazeh, and everything that is above from the Peh upwards is already unattainable.
Correct.
Ken.
Yes.
Thank you.
Rav, how did the Partsuf Ab?
Rav, how did picked the Partsuf Ab inside of Galgalta? Because every time when we draw it in the...
You can say it's inside Galgalta. All the different Partsufim stand one within the other. Okay, right? Well, yes, Shlomo.
Rav, tagil, Malchut de...
Rav, tell me please, Malchut of Chazeh has a mutual point between Malchut of Rosh and Malchut of Guf? It's a mutual point because, I'll explain why, the refinement of its Masach of Rosh, from above downwards, it's gradual. And the refinement of the Masach of the Guf, is shorish from above downwards. Sorry, from below to upwards.
Malchut is always one. From the beginning of creation till its end.
So why do we speak of the three Malchuts, Malchuts of Siyu, Malchut of Tabor?
That's how it's divided in order to execute it, its actions.
And where is the central point? Of what?
Malchut.
Of Malchut? In Pederosh?
Okay, thank you.
רציתי להבין את העיקרון. הוא אומר שהתחתון יכול לא להתלבש על
האור. I want to understand the principle. He said that the lower doesn't clothe on the rosh of the upper. And on the sea, it's Siyum, because it was refined.
Yes.
So I wanted to understand, this is happening of Ab towards Galgalta, and in the rest of the parts of Fim, it will also happen. They will not be able to grasp onto the Rosh.
Right.
So why are they sitting? They are sitting on the Tabur of Galgalta and not on the Tabur of Ab, for example, the next Partsuf.
Hold on. All the rest of the Partsufim are measured with respect to Tabur of Galgalta.
And refined four, and then Partsuf of Ab cannot grab the... So Ab will do the same thing. It will be refined, and Sag will not be able to grasp onto it. So why is it sitting on Galgalta and not on the Tabur of Ab?
Because Tabur of Galgalta is a very special point where the upper light cannot come below it.
Allah.
Next. Yes, Oren. So I'll continue, Igal. So what he's asking is not about Tabur of Galgalta. He's asking about Tabur of Ab.
Yes.
Sag will come out.
Yes.
How can Sag come below Tabur of Ab? Where is Tabur of Ab?
Sag can go down anywhere it wants because it is the Partsuf of Chasadim.
But it's not said that it goes below Tabur of Ab. They say it goes down of Tabur of Galgalta.
It is even worse than Tabur of Ab.
Where is Tabur of Ab?
Tabur of Ab is somewhere within Partsuf of Ab.
That's clear, but where is it with relation to the Tabur of Galgalta?
Above of Tabur of Galgalta. But it doesn't interfere for us. See, he doesn't even explain it. You see that he doesn't really mention it.
No.
Well, I'd like to ask in general. Galgalta is the complete Partsuf, gets all the light, refined.
From end to end.
Yeah. We see that when the light departs, it makes the vessel more refined. If we think about the general kli, what's the benefit of a smaller partsuf being born with a smaller light, only the light of Chochmah? What's the profit for the vessel from smaller vessels being born?
Explain to me about your children.
I can't connect the two.
מסביר לנו מה תוכן הפרצוף.
Explains to us what is the contents of the partsuf, that something is birthed from it.
Something is smaller being birthed from him, not more sophisticated, not bigger than Galgalta. It's partial. It's as if they can take care of a small part.
Yes and no.
How does that improve Galgalta?
It improves Galgalta in that he shows what was within Galgalta and what is now birthed from it. And what is birthed continues to get closer to the final correction. And without being birthed, the previous partsuf, the fathers, would not be able to grow. Rather, only through... through having the hearts of the fathers to their sons.
Can we learn from this process about how the wisdom comes through the generations? In the past, people were in attainment so great will never come to, but in our new generations, a smaller thing with less coarseness is born, but it makes somehow improves this process. If you look at the Kabbalists, how they passed on this wisdom from one generation to another, is it the similar to this process?
Yeah.
It has within it so many consequences that I can't even say. Leave your hand alone.
Ken.
Yes. More?
No.
Thank you, Rav. A friend is asking, what can we learn from the refinement he describes here, to the refinement we have to make on ourselves?
We'll learn what is for us.
Is it correct when it seems they're the opposite, that the refinement here brings the Creator further away from the Creator, and our refinement brings us closer to the Creator?
Yes.
Gilad.
Thank you.
Gilad.
Item 55. As has already been explained regarding the order of the emergence of Patsuf Ab,
Ad so
from the first Patsuf Avak, it is the same in all the Patsufim through the end of the world of Asiya. Each lower one emerges from the screen of the goof of its upper one after it has been refined and incorporated in the screen of Malchut of the Rosh of the upper one, in the coupling by striking there. Afterward, it descends from there to its gripping point in the guf of the upper one and elicits the 10 sefirot of the Rosh from below upward in its place through a coupling by striking with the upper one, with the upper light. Also, it expands from above downward into 10 sefirot of the guf in Toch and Sof, as has been explained in Patsuf Ab Avak. Yet, there are differences concerning the Siyum of the Patsuf, as it is written elsewhere.
Barur?
Okay, we'll continue.
Title, the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, called the restriction of Nehi Avak. Item 56. We have thoroughly explained the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, carried out on the vessel of Malchut, which is phase 4, so it would not receive the upper light within it. We have also explained the matter of the screen and its coupling by striking with the upper light, which raises reflected light. This reflected light became new vessels of reception instead of phase 4. Also explained was the refinement of the screen of the guf, made in the gufim, the plural of guf, of each patsuf, by the clash of surrounding light and inner light, which produces the four discernments, te'amim, nekudot, taginotiyot, tanta, of the guf of each patsuf, and raises the screen of the guf to be considered the screen of the rosh. It qualifies it for a coupling by striking with the upper light, on which another patsuf is born, 1 degree lower than the previous patsuf. Finally, we have explained the emergence of the three patsufim of Ak, called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, and the order of their clothing on one another.
Are there any questions on that?
הוא כותב תנטה דה גוף, תנטה
זה... He writes תנטה, תמים נקודות תגין אותיות of the goof. Doesn't it happen in the rosh, תנטה?
זה הכל רק גוף, חשבתי זה בראש.
לא, לא בראש.
It's in a goof, בעד החזה.
הפרצוף הקודם, נגיד פרצוף אב.
The previous Pertsuf, if we talk about Pertsuf Ab, does it know at all that it's going to be in the later, in the second restriction, or is not?
Until the Rishim are awake and no one knows what's going on.
Meaning, thanks to these smaller Pertsufim, so the bigger Pertsuf discovers things about himself? Can we say about it that?
Yes, you can say.
You don't want to
ask anymore?
Okay.
Yes.
There's a question. Why don't we sketch? Why don't we draw things in the study material? It would help us.
We'll begin to draw. Although neither Rabash nor Baal HaSulam really liked drawing, because it pulls a person from the inner thoughts of what's going on with the Pertsuf, the Rishimo, the screens, to something more physical. Something more engineering. We'll do it. Now it's a little late. More? Is that it?
About the point of connection between the upper Pertsuf and the lower Pertsuf through the Chazé and the Peh of the lower one, the Chazé of the upper one. What does the upper one feel in the lower one, in the point of connection?
The upper one feels that the lower one is born according to how he births it. The upper births the lower, and how the lower functions, grows, and fills the upper.
It really feels in the lower one as if it's an additional organ that's born. It's another sense opens up to him.
Of course, the upper that births the lower feels that the lower fulfills it. Look at the mother and a child. And see how a child fulfills her. Not that she fulfills him, although she cares for him with her entire heart, with devotion. But in essence, what she feels is that he fulfills her.
And what does the lower one, the lesser Pertsuf, what does it feel from the upper one?
The lower Pertsuf feels that the upper gives birth to him, provides everything to him, fulfills him, cares for him, does everything. That it is the upper in nature.
But he has this notion. There's the upper one that gave birth to him, but in action?
No, it doesn't have to be like that. Instinctively, he feels that he belongs to the upper, and the upper has to provide for him.
Throughout the life of the lower Pertsuf, it feels a connection with the upper one. That it gives him something?
Certainly the upper gives, otherwise where does he receive from?
The coupling that the lower one does, isn't it with respect or against the upper light? The direct light of Ab.
Yes.
This direct light comes from Galgalta, or does it come
through Galgalta? Of course. And Galgalta does striking coupling through the light of Ein Sof and passes Ein Sof as its own light that passes through her to Ab.
The direct light of Ab goes through Chazé v'Galgalta?
Derech Chazé v'Galgalta, ken?
Through Chazé v'Galgalta, yes. Galgalta makes special partsufim to pass the lights of Ein Sof to Ab.
Maybe it's related, but that same point, more or less, of Pe'vab, you're saying that it spreads from below upward, Oshavab. Why does it go from below upward?
Because each Rosh is this way, from below upwards.
It's the reflected light that reveals it?
Yes.
This reflected light later comes into Galgalta?
No, there is no such thing. It closes on Galgalta. From the Chazeh to Peh.
Why doesn't it cross the Peh or come stop before the Peh?
This is where its root is. It cannot be higher than its root.
Why doesn't it stop before the Peh? What does it do in the Peh of Galgalta?
Because Peh of Galgalta is the root of Ab, which is why Ab spreads to Galgalta and downwards, but the Rosh of Ab spreads from the Chazeh of Galgalta to Peh.
Can?
Yes.
This now opened all these relations between each and every Patsuf gradually. The entire vessel, all the different parts of the desires, learn first step how to receive, and second step is how to bestow to the next Patsuf.
Yes.
It's born later. It's a process of qualifying all the different parts first to learn what is the light, how to cope with it. Then once you cope with the light, you can become a bestower.
Yes.
In itself, this is amazing. But about the Galgalta, the screens there remain throughout the whole process?
Until the final correction, everything remains, and at the final correction, everything unites.
Once the Partsuf of Galgalta passes the light onto Ab, we said it goes through the Chazeh?
Yes.
Meaning, we can say the screen is at the Chazeh?
In the Chazeh of Galgalta is Peh of Ab.
And there is a screen there that through it passes the light to Ab?
Yes.
And all the different parts of him that used to be in Galgalta are not required anymore?
What do you mean they're not needed? They're needed, but they don't function like Peh of Galgalta. Peh of Galgalta is the greatest masach, most important in the Partsuf.
These are not stations. In my head, it's always chronological. We go from here to there to there.
This is also like that.
There are stops here as well?
Yes.
But here it seems like it's a big salad where nothing is disappeared. It only becomes more with higher quality.
Yeah, but the salad, I don't quite understand.
As if it's all one dough. It's not that the Galgalta ended its role. Now we move on to Ab.
When you focus on Ab, it influences Galgalta as well. It needs to make within it all sorts of coupling with the light of Ein Sof, and through it pass this light of Ein Sof that is meant for the Partsuf Ab, and so on. Meaning every lower Partsuf awakens the entire chain until Ein Sof.
Can
Partsuf Tachton
Yes.
The lower Partsuf receives the light through the upper one, but it feels it's connected to the upper one, or does it feel Ein Sof?
No, the upper for it is Ein Sof.
So, the discernment in the Partsuf depends on its quality and the quality of its upper one.
Ken.
Yes.
Will
it be correct to say that the direct light of Ab is basically the Tanta of Galgalta? From the Tanta of Galgalta, it's as if it scrutinizes more the lights that used to be in the Potsuf of Galgalta. That's the role of Ab?
Yes, you can say that.
So can we say we've learned that we can only get pleasure with what exists in our root? So can we say that Ab, the Rosh of Ab, clings to its root, which is Guf of Galgalta, and from there it receives the pleasure from the Teamim, the flavors of Galgalta?
What's
going on there?
Salam? We get it to Lemoti, the Miyuchat?
The camera guy, he came to take pictures of me, you know, specifically. You see, they are more important. You confused me. Ask.
The pleasures that exist in our root, is that like what we're learning about Potsuf Ab, which is in the Guf of Gilgalta, where it received there a fulfillment in order to bestow?
Yes.
Ken.
Well,
can I ask about the previous item we skipped over? It's written about the world of Asiya there. Where is that?
The world of Asiya?
Yes, it says as that it has been clarified in order of the emergence of the Potsuf of Av from Potsuf Aleph Avak and in all the different Potsufim until the end of the world of Asiya.
It's important for you where the world of Asiya is located, in the lower third of the world of Bia. Yes, you.
If Ab receives its direct light, it gets it from Galgalta, what light passes between Ab, from Ab to Galgalta? Through what channel of communication does it move on to the upper one?
Through Ab and Galgalta, we have a direct contact because one is born from the other. So from Galgalta, the light passes to Ab, and from Ab, and Ab rises its Reshimo and its Masachim to Galgalta.
I didn't understand what goes up to Galgalta.
A screen with a Reshimot.
The screen itself?
How do the screens rise from the lower parts of Fim to Ein Sof? This is how they rise from Partsuf to Partsuf and Partsuf to Partsuf until they come to Ein Sof, and then they are in Zivug Daka of Ein Sof, and in Ein Sof it already shows up as mud.
So from above downwards light comes, and from below upwards the Masach,
the Reshimot.
The light that comes down from the upper Patsuf to the lower one, is the same light clean from Ein Sof, or do the upper ones do something to the light?
Again?
When Sag receives light from Ab, is this pure light from Ein Sof, or did Galgalta?
Of course not. How can this be? It goes through all of the parts of him, and all of the parts of him receive it and do zivug of striking, coupling by striking on it, and pass it lower. It cannot be that you receive the light of Ein Sof, that you are on a certain degree there in the middle of the road.
And what does it give, all these actions the upper did over this light? What does the lower one get from it?
That all are enriched by it. Everyone passes these lights and receives them in order to bestow each in his place.
But does it change the light itself that the lower one gets?
Certainly the manifests in the new kelim.
So it's not clothed light?
It's always clothed.
No.
Good morning, teacher. All the revelation of the Creator, all that happens in Sag?
Not just in Sag and all the parts of him, but Sag is the main.
And the two that come later is an addition? We relate to it as an addition?
You can say so in something. Yes, we'll learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Like the daughter of a king, that because of her it's glorious. It's amazing. How can we use that?
Because Sag is a pursuit through which all of creation is turning around. There is both Chokhmah and Chasadim, and from the side of the lower are all of the Rashimot, the desires. And then in Sag, is an ability to gather all of the influences from above and all of the preparations from below.
This sounds like home.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I wanted to ask about... Oh, it slipped away until I got the mic, sorry. The emergence of the Potsufim and all these births, it's basically the same desire that only changes its relation to the host. So, why do we call it an upper one, a lower one? Sometimes we say it's like a father and son that Potsufim Gilgata takes care of. But it's the same guest. So even in cause and consequence, how is there a relation of taking care of?
There is an order where the Rishimot arise from, where does the light come down from, and this is why the order is important for us.
I still can't understand, but I'll think about it. Thank you.
You listen, you'll understand. It's not a problem. Give it to him quickly, otherwise he'll forget again.
Yes, I wrote it down. The question is basically this. In Galgalta, there was a zivug over the entire Potsuf, including Nehi De'ak.
Including?
Nehi Avak. Including Netzachot Yesod. The entire Zivug Galgalta.
I don't understand what you're saying, but let's say.
Okay, so I'll ask the whole question. In Galgalta, there was a Zivug over the entire Patsuf, so why do we need again that Sag will come down to Nehi Avak? What's the purpose of the second restriction, basically? That going down again in order to scrutinize Palsa, but it already had a Zivug over the entire Potsuf, so I don't understand. Why wasn't the scrutiny done in the first coupling?
The Zivug, the coupling that was in Galgalta, was in Roshimo 4. In Av was Dalet Gimel 4-3, in Sag was 3-2. All of these couplings were couplings belonging to the partsuf, single partsuf called Adam Kadmon.
So it already had in the highest screen possible, the coarseness from the level 4, the highest one, it had a coupling there. So why, what else is there beyond it?
What else is beyond it? The purpose of creation is to reveal all of the actions and relations between the Creator and the creature, and the Creator being. So, him making one big zivug on everything, I mean, he clarified anything. Precisely the lower partsuf that is making the last drop in order to bestow, it is important that he completes the entire process.
Even though, with respect to the cascading, the greatest coarseness is in Galgalta.
You can say that it's in Galgalta, or you can say that the last partsuf that awakens man, he awakens and influences the largest of Yud.
Because it draws, this is the matter of the inverse value between the lights and the vessel. When we learned it with the cubes, that it brings Naran Chai down to, well.
I didn't learn about the boxes.
No, you once gave an example. God forbid I don't.
Okay.
Galgalta.
The connection between Abba and Galgalta, is that contentment?
The connection of Ab and Galgalta is that Ab wants to do to Galgalta contentment, bring her contentment, of course.
In.
Nothing.
From Woman Moscow 18, they ask, in this whole system that spreads down and it's in receiving in order to bestow, where is the state of bestowing in order to bestow?
Bestowing in order to bestow exists. It starts from the Partsuf, from the middle of Partsuf, Sag, and downward.
From Hebrew 1, are the limitations over Galgalta there until the end of correction?
Limitation? What limitations are in Galgalta? I don't know. Until the end of corrections, certainly there are limitations. Because all of the actions are gradual actions. Discreet. What happens after our general actions of Gmar Tikkun.
Woman Mark 21, what is the heart in the Partsuf?
The heart of the Partsuf? We're not studying this.
לא לומדים. זה מהזוהר אולי קצת.
It's from the Zohar, maybe a little bit, but not from the wisdom of Kabbalah, no.
Last question from PT17. Can we say that all the Potsofim from Ab onwards are there to correct the records of coarseness that are left in the screen of Ab Dehak?
Yes.
Woman Europe.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, madam.
There is a feeling of envy when we do tikkah. What should be the intention if we cannot understand what you are discussing, but we have a feeling of desire to understand?
מה צריכה להיות הכוונה אם אין הבנה על מה שאנחנו מדברים עליו, על מה שאתם דנים עליו בשיעור, אבל יש רצון להבין.
אז יש רצון להבין ולהתקדם.
So there is a desire to understand, and gradually we'll approach it to the point where we feel and understand, and we'll be able to align ourselves properly. I promise you. You're a smart woman, and you will feel, and you'll explain it to us.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот это понятие вот из дахихут, утончение, ослабление экрана, оно же делается для того, чтобы...
The term refinement or weakening of the screen is, it's done in order to bestow to the upper one.
I don't understand when they're speaking in two languages together.
Вот это
repeat.
Ну, ослабление экрана, оно же делается для того, чтобы отдать Высшему, ну, в случае с Ап Гальгальте.
Ну.
А Гальгальта ощущает от этого наслаждение, от того, что Нижний очищает экран?
Вода еще кен.
Certainly so. Let him translate now.
What he asked was, does the upper Patsu feel the pleasure from the refinement of the lower one?
Okay. Ida 1.
Buongiorno, Rav. Abbiamo letto anche in altri estratti che il nuovo Patsuf, il Patsuf figlio, ha una forma diversa rispetto al Patsuf presente.
We read in the different items that when the Patsuf is born, its shape is different than the Patsuf that gave it birth. It's a new shape. So what is this new thing that has a different shape? How can we relate to it correctly?
I didn't
understand the question.
מי זה משה דיבר, כן?
שואל רב, במה, לדעתי, במה הפרצוף החדש?
I think the question is, how is the new פרצוף that emerges, how is it a new and different shape, if we compare it to the previous פרצוף?
He has new רשימות. From above he receives only forces. But as he is born with new רשימות.
ברור. Tov. No, ani
clear? Okay. Well, I see that the Masach is practically empty. We'll give Chedera 1 to say something.
Rav, good morning. I'd like to ask a question from our 10. We in the Chedera group are going to come physically to the Congress in Shavuot, and we feel it's going to be an amazing event. We don't want to miss it. Our question is, how should we and how can we help all the groups of Israel be with our enthusiasm?
Try. You have means of communication. You have time. You have devices, people. Go ahead. We are also expecting you to shake us up. And this way we'll rise up to the reception of the Torah.
Announcements. Together as one, we are inviting you for a unity evening for the Shavuot holiday next Sunday, May 28th at 6 o'clock here in Petach Tikva. It will be broadcasted through our channels. Together we'll celebrate with a meal, Yeshivat Chavarim, and a conversation with Rav, Dr. Michael Lightman, will also broadcast a movie. We'll have music, theater, and a lot of joy. We've sent links for registration to everyone today. Sunday, our study hall is open for tens who would like to gather. Our broadcast schedule starts at 10:45 with a program introduction to the Book of Zohar, and then at 12, the noon lesson. Let's end with a song.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's. Of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives.